Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
And what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Sunny J. Of course, the beautiful host of this great show. And I'm very glad to have you guys. Have you tuned in and whatnot to today's show? I'm very glad because, you know, this whole month has just been fun. Model month is just a very great month to just showcase a lot of different people, do a lot of great things. And we've had photographers, we've had track stars / models, we've had magazines, and of course, this week, you know, focusing on hairstylists and MUAs. Of course, those of you don't know what MUA is, there's makeup artists. So, I'm very glad to big up these different entities that are very intricate in models' careers. So very glad to do it today. It's not going to be any different. We're going to have my girl from Hair Garden. I'm LLC, and that's Miss Melissa. We're talking to her today about just the great things she's got going on and the movement she's got going on as far as, like, natural hair products and treatment and whatnot and how that pertains to the modeling world. So a lot of deep stuff we're going to talk about today. Be on the lookout for it. And a girl, I think my girl, Miss Melissa, is on right now. But what we're going to do before we bring her on to the air, we're going to go to this Life of Mine, one of my favorite songs to listen to for the week, and just kind of wind me down right now to a sense, but still kind of had that party mode. This is my girl T. Holby, and this is Party. We're right back on Life at Dust Live. When we come back, my girl Melissa will be on the air.
Yeah, Nick CEO, T. Hullaby, Party Remix, yeah.
Whoa, now goes down tonight, MC, old money in his thing tonight, feeling good, so fresh, I'm about to take flight, heavyweight on the drink, I never drink like, got the baddest in the room, the way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do, it's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin', once we started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knocking, me and my people been out a bar hopping, folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T. Hullaby will make them unwind.
That was my girl T. Hello, B. Shout out to that track. I love it. I love it. It's Party, and we're back in the building on Life at the Dust Live. And I'm ready to go ahead and go to the phone lines. That's my girl Melissa in the building. What's up, Miss Melissa?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Welcome to Life at the Dust Live.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. You know, shout out to, first off, you know, I always got to give a shout out to people who sending people in. Shout out to my girl, Miss Candace. She actually put me down, you know, bigging you up. So very glad Miss Candace decided I'm going to extend that out to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
And, you know, so let's go off the top for people that don't know who you are, you know, getting to know you a little bit more. First off, you know, they want to know who you are and what you represent.
Well, my name is Melissa O2, and I'm a natural hairstylist. I'm a cosmetologist, but I specialize in natural hair care. And when I say natural hair care, it's using natural products to treat the hair as opposed to the traditional over-the-counter products, because sometimes everything you need isn't on the shelves. There's sometimes a simpler way to go about it. And I just believe in bringing actual beauty back into the industry and not just manufactured. Let's focus more on realistic standards of beauty more than the manufactured or the accessorizing the body parts and things like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's something we're going to definitely get into in a bit, too. You know, first off, tell us how you actually became a cosmetologist and let us know how you actually what made you decide to go through with it?
Well, I'd always been interested in hair, but it was a hobby. So, you know, coming up through high school and in college, it was always my little side hustle, braiding hair in the dorms and going around and, you know, just giving hair advice. And it made me have to study independently because people were coming to me with questions. And I'm thinking, you know, there's licensed stylists in these salons who you can be asking these questions, but a lot of the things they wanted to know, which was how to care for hair that hasn't been chemically treated, it was coming to me. So when I finished college, I went into the corporate industry, I say the office job, 9 to 5, and I found it really wasn't for me, and I got an opportunity to go back to school and pursue my passion. So I decided to take advantage of it and realized, you know, through self-education, I was kind of ahead of the game. So I just took what I had and learned, you know, the new things that they had to offer in school. And that's how everything came about. And Hair Garden, how Hair Garden actually came about was, like I said, people were coming to me for advice for their hair, natural hair, because my hair was natural also. And I couldn't find anything over the counters. It was supposedly for, you know, hair care, but they were doing the opposite things that they claim to do on the labels. And so I started producing my own products that actually had the products that they claim they had. Because when you look at the front of the product, it tells you it has something in it. But when you look at the ingredients, that's actually not the case. Maybe it's just the scent of that ingredient or maybe a few drops of it. So I wanted to see what the benefit would be of actually using these ingredients that they were claiming were helping. And it started working, and people were asking to make it here and there, and then people started buying, and it went from there.
Most definitely good to hear. You know, it's always good to hear when people take their hobby to something they really have passion for and step into it and do it. And
exactly.
A lot of people, they don't understand that. They think that, oh, you know, if it's a hobby, it's supposed to remain a hobby. No, sometimes your hobby can be your career, so.
Exactly.
That's what's that. All right, so one of the big deep, this is actually controversial. I see it on YouTube all the time. People going back and forth about it. It is really starting to become a big deal. And that's about natural hair versus natural hair care and treatment versus people not doing going through a natural hair care and treatment. And it's like people are barking back and forth at each other. But as I'm starting to notice now, a lot of African American women are starting to get more and more into doing that, getting natural hair treatment done instead of the traditional route. Why do you feel that this is happening now, as far as like with everybody? And you know, a lot of times, why is it sometimes not accepted in the mainstream fashion world?
I think it's really because the long term effects. Because you know, I don't even know how to answer it altogether. Well, first of all, in the beauty industry, straight hair is seen as the standard of beauty. So with everyone wanting to obtain this standard of beauty, they're looking at different methods of straightening, which there's nothing wrong with, but it's when the straightening becomes damaging. And African-American women's hair was receiving the most damage from, you know, these products. And beauty styling, women are trying to achieve unrealistic standards of beauty and taking the wrong path to even try to achieve that standard, and it's giving them negative results. So I think more women are realizing, you know, when I was younger, before I had relaxed hair, my hair was longer, and maybe if I don't relax anymore, I can grow it out. And a lot of women are noticing better results with their scalp and even with their hair. Some, everyone receives it differently, and everything isn't for everyone, because I don't believe every black woman should be natural. It's really a matter of choice. That's what I love about the cosmetology and beauty industry, is the versatility, the variety of hairstyles. It would be boring if every person who came in your chair was like, I just want a straight afro. It's the fun of curling hair, flat ironing hair, sculpting hair, braiding hair, cutting hair, all these different varieties. So it's really what you feel comfortable in and maintaining it the healthiest way you can. So if you choose to wear relaxed hair, just don't abuse the relaxed hair. Maintain it. Take proper care of your hair. And, you know, you'll receive the results you would like to receive. And I think it also comes from lack of education, because a lot of us are going by what is being shown to us instead of actually doing the research ourselves. Because anyone can tell you, okay, put this in your hair will grow down your back. But if you're looking at the ingredients and all that's in it is Vaseline and, you know, perfume, how do you expect that to grow your hair down your back? You could just go buy Vaseline and spray perfume in it. So we have to become more aware of what we're putting in our hair and on our skin. And, you know, think about, they always say the phrase, what you are, what you eat. But when you think about it, literally, the hair that comes out of your head, the fingernails that grow from your fingers, even the skin that glows on you, it's a product of what you're taking in and putting on your body. So I think once you realize if you wouldn't eat something, why put it on you? I mean, I know you can't apply that to everything, but in some instances, I don't even think it's good to have those things on you, much less in your body.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if I eat some hot Cheetos, I don't know if I'm going to put it in my hair.
Well, I don't think that's very nutritious either. I don't think that's good to you or on you.
Because, I mean, I know it's a lot of, especially like when you know you go to a lot of colleges and whatnot, especially like where I'm at too, a lot of the, and especially the sorority girls, a lot of them are really getting into doing natural hairstyles, and it's just crazy, like, wow, like, it's been for longest. People weren't really getting back into that. It's been a long time.
And it's like I have a bittersweet feeling with that because it makes me happy that, you know, women are embracing their natural hair and not feeling ashamed by it. Then also makes me sad that I shouldn't be amazed that this woman is wearing her natural hair. You don't see any other race of woman and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's her hair. You see what I mean? So it's kind of sad that
she's
hidden behind something so much. And really, the main thing I see in my chair with a lot of women who are newly going natural, a lot of them are curious. It's more curiosity that what is my hair really like? I've been told that it's ugly. I've been told it's this. Told it's nappy. I've been told it's not presentable. I've been told it looks wild. I've been told it's not professional. And they see these other women who are going against the grain and decide, I don't care what people think. And they see, okay, this is beautiful. I don't think it's what people are saying it is. If this is working for her, I wonder how it's going to work for me. And then these women take the chance and go natural, and they realize that it's not really all as difficult as they make it seem. Like, we were born natural. I don't know anybody who came out with a bottle of Just For Me in their arms. You know, like, everyone was born
Just
natural or relaxed or something. You know, something that's added later. So I don't understand, like, this obsession and the fear of our natural hair. Our natural hair should be just as natural as anything else on our body, our natural fingernails, our natural eye color. It shouldn't be something so feared. And I think until we accept it and stop making such a big deal out of it, we as women, black women, everyone, you know, no one else is going to accept it until we do. As long as we're like, oh, my God, I'm scared to wear my hair, everybody is going to take that same attitude, like, is she really wearing her hair? So until we are like, yeah, it's my hair, like, this is what my hair looks like, I just choose to straighten it sometimes or whatever, until we can... I want it to be casual. I don't want natural hair to be a big deal. I like that it's a big deal, but I don't want it to be some wonderful phenomenon that, oh, black women are discovering themselves, you know? Like, I want it to be normal that we're natural.
Yeah, I know. Because I feel like that, too. It's like you said, it is crazy. It's like,
yeah,
man,
that's
phenomenon.
And who has
but
very
you
wanna,
but you want
yeah.
to just feel comfortable. If you want it to seem like it's a normal thing, you don't want it to no longer be a phenomenon. You want it to be to that point where it says, this is a normal thing, and because I mean, it's a lot of women. As soon as they go to this, they got the most beautiful hair in the world. And I just don't like, for instance, my sister. I mean, I'm throwing her in the bus. She's one of those people for the longest who really didn't do it. She's been like for the past almost 2 years now. She's been going natural, and she's been noticing how the strength of her hair and the length of her hair has been like really nice and fine now because she's the way she's been taking care of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. And another problem, like you're saying, that I see an issue with black women going natural is hair typing. If I hear the word good hair or bad hair again in my life, I think I'm going to just lose it. Like, it's almost like there's a scale of hair typing that if your hair is a certain curl pattern or has a certain feel and texture,
oh, yes,
to it, that's
like, oh,
better than another's hair. And I'm like, different hair is what makes hair beautiful. Just because one's curl pattern is bigger than another, they're like, oh, her hair isn't curly, it's nappy. Everyone's hair is curly. It's just a different curl pattern. And the tighter the curl pattern, the harder it is to tell the curl pattern. The bigger the curl pattern, the more apparent it is. I want people to realize it's all curly hair. It's just a different size of curl pattern. That's all it is.
Or if you be running around, girl, you got some girl hair, girl. We got some that girl.
Yeah,
I'm like,
can
oh
I touch your
God.
Hair? Oh, it's so soft. I'm like, what did you think it was, Brillo? Or like, what were you expecting? You have soft as hair.
What is that, velvet? Like, that's what I'm like,
you
on.
Know? Then I ain't in the middle of stream.
Oh, man. But as far as, like, you know, Because, I mean, like I said, so let's take a lot of that stuff that we're talking about now. And as far as with women, like, what's, like, some quick tips for people that are just getting started out in going the national hair route? What's the best way for them to start?
The first thing is to accept what you have. Don't go natural because you want hair like someone else's. Go natural because you want to see what it's like. It's almost like you don't have a child because you want to see what someone else's, because you saw someone else's. You have a child because you want your own. So when you're growing this natural hair, want it because it's your own. Don't try to mimic someone else's. The second thing is self-education. Don't rely on everybody else to tell you what's good for your hair, because everyone's going to tell you something different to put on your hair. Look on, do your research, see what people with similar hair types to yours are, because no two hair types are the same. Everyone is different. So see what people who have hair types similar to yours are using, tweak it for you, and just experiment. Do your research so you'll be prepared for the bad hair days, for the humidity, for the dryness, and you'll know how to handle these things, and it won't be anywhere as difficult. Find a support group, find a friend, find someone else who's going natural, who's been natural, that you can turn to for advice. Find a stylist even. It may even take finding a new stylist or a more educated stylist, but take it into your own hands. Don't rely on everyone to do everything for you.
Right. It's kind of like losing weight. Everybody sees a new craze of losing weight instead of, you know, just finding what's right for them and doing it.
Exactly.
And that's why they don't stick to it. Like, just like with the natural hair wrap, people don't stick to it because they don't find the way to make it work for them and don't realize it's a lifestyle too.
Exactly, because it's all about, you know, ridding yourself of this. It's almost like a chemical addiction. Some people are like, I know I don't need it, but I just want it in my hair because I feel more secure. And I'm like, well, you know this is an acid that you're putting on your hair repeatedly. And it's almost like insanity, isn't that what they say? If you're doing the same thing repeatedly with the same results and you don't change it, it's called insanity. And I'm like, okay,
exactly.
You see, you're doing this, and it's getting worse and worse. You have bald spots, but you refuse to stop putting this chemical. And I'm like, if it's not working for you, don't do it. I know girls who relax their hair all their lives. They have hair, you know, down their backs. So I'm not going to sit here and say relaxers are wrong, but it's not good for everyone. Just like drinking. Some people can drink responsibly, have fun. Some people just can't handle it, and they need to just stick to the juice.
Yes, I'm a responsible drinker. Myself.
Oh,
man. Yeah, don't be trying to sneak. That don't mean come to me and try to get me drunk, because it's not going to work. I won't get drunk.
You know?
I'm one of those social type drinkers. I'm like, okay, drink a little bit. I ain't going to get too crazy. But,
exactly.
Okay. All right, yeah. So as far as, go ahead and let us, like, what big projects do you have coming up within, you know, next couple of months or so?
Well, in September, I'm going to be doing a class at this event called Fro Fashion Week. It takes place in Atlanta. It's going to be in downtown Atlanta this year. Oh, sorry. And it'll be September the 25th. It's on a Sunday. And the class will be from 11 to, I believe, 11:50. And it's basically learning the everyday foods, taking care of yourself naturally inside and out. It's knowing what natural things you can put on your skin, on your hair, and what natural things you can consume that will help enhance your beauty. Not about running to the, you know, makeup counter every time you get a blemish. Sometimes it's what you're taking in and to know what to change. So I'm going to I have a blog, and I post everything on there. I have meetups, and I just taught a class yesterday at the Palmetto Barbers Association, actually, here in Augusta. But if you go to www.hairgarden.wordpress.com. That's my blog, and I put, you know, all the upcoming events that I'm going to be taking part in on there and all my meetups and everything. Email me, hairgarden@live.com. Give me a call, 706-513-7377. I do consultations everywhere, bathrooms, doctor's offices, by text. I just love interacting with people, so I don't limit it.
Mm-hmm. I know it's on there too. It's like you got, when you go to there as well, you even show like your journey of how you are with your hair as well. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm still learning too. Just because this is what I specialize in doesn't mean I know everything. There's still things to learn about. You know, your hair changes every time. Your hair grows every season, every every type of weather, every temperature, what you're eating, how you're feeling, the stress you're under, it all affects your hair. So it's kind of learning as you go, and that's why I encourage people to take it into their own hands because it's a growth process.
All right, most definitely, most definitely. And like you said if you want to check out what you got going on, go to hairgarden.wordpress.com. As far as social networks, you on any of the big social networks, Facebook, Twitter, are they good stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at AfroPuffs, and it's spelled AphroPuffs. I had to spell it that way because the other way was taken. I'm on Facebook. Look for Hair Garden LLC, and you'll see my logo. It's a pink afro with flowers with a brown background, and it's better to catch me on Twitter, I'd say, though I'm on Twitter more than anything. So look for me, AfroPuffs, or under Hair Garden LLC on Twitter, or behind my email, hairgardenalive.com. Love to have new followers and follow people back. Made a lot of good connections on Twitter.
Yes, Twitter is having long. I always have a long topic all the time about Twitter. It is definitely something. It's interesting. It keeps you on the go quick, and you get to the point.
Yeah.
Like there you go, 140 exactly. characters. 140 characters. Hurry up.
Exactly. It's like I get my whole news feed. I can find everything out just by scrolling through my timeline one time. It's like wow.
Yeah, sometimes stuff in the news feed, you're like, okay, I don't really want to see this. Y'all doing too much today.
Yeah, it is amusing. It is entertainment some of the time, too.
Most definitely. Well, once again, I'm glad to have you come through. It's definitely, not only was it only fun, it was educational, too. So it was edutaining, I guess you could say that. It's always good to have when people don't realize, man, there's a lot of crazy things, and I just love people like you that help keep the vision of making this show very versatile and just do different things, man. A lot of people still don't realize how important it is for national hair care. Natural hair care, natural hair care.
Oh, yeah, because, some people, I have breast cancer survivors who can't be exposed to a lot of the products that are over-the-counter. There's things like parabens and certain things that can cause their cancer to reoccur. So sometimes the natural way is the best. There's things in hair colors that don't agree with people. I mean, there's foods people are allergic to even, so it takes a lot of research and getting to know your client. So I encourage people, if you want to go natural, be brave. Don't care what anyone says. Just give it a try. If you don't like it, you can always go back to whatever you were doing before.
Definitely. Just like how people, so like they don't want to eat right anymore. They start eating crazy. So there you go. That's how you do it.
Exactly. You can say you tried it at least.
Exactly. And like I said, once again, thanks for coming through. And anyone that missed the show, I can definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. Go there, you can listen to the show, and you can catch it, listen to it, listen back to it, any parts you missed. You can go to iTunes, go listen to download free, and you can go to DustSpot at DustSpot.com. And while you're there, join the DustSpot, everybody. Join it. A lot of great stuff going on there. Artists, models, stylists, graphic designers, comedians, all that different stuff all in one place. And it's just good to have a community of people doing that kind of stuff. So big up to that. And you got any shout-outs you want to make to everybody that's listening?
I'd love to shout-out Candace. Thank her so much for linking me up with you, giving me this opportunity. I love to thank my clients. They're the reason that I'm still in this business, what motivates me to get up every morning and do the research I do. It's, all for them. It's a passion that I have that wouldn't survive without them. So, and to Miss Gladys's Hair Salon, everyone there, that's my little salon family, and they're great. They all look out for me. So those are my shout-outs.
All right, most definitely.
Oh, and to you. Of course, to you for having me. I don't know if I shouted you out, but yeah. my first time being on the radio. I feel special. Thank you.
Yeah, I guarantee you it will not be your last. I guarantee you that.
Awesome. Oh, and you know, hey, my degree when I was in college is in journalism, so I had some college radio experience. I'd love to be back on.
Y'all know how I am, y'all. Y'all know when I start throwing stuff out there. Y'all know, and here comes the mode. You see, you should.
Oh, yeah.
You should start your own show.
Just have me on every once in a while.
That's what I'm saying. You should go and do your own show, because people come listen. I guarantee it. I sound like the guy on this warehouse. All right.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day. Hope to hear from you again.
You definitely will, and you too. And y'all know how we do it, man. Everything you do, no matter how you do it, no matter how you want to do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a beautiful Miss Melissa, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all have tuned into another episode of Life at the Dusk, alive, your boy, City J. Check out tomorrow's show. I'm going to have my girl, Miss Kitty, on here tomorrow. It's going to be a very great show. And she is actually a makeup artist, so we're going to catch up with her and find out some stuff about her. So, in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
All right, good night.